work on Sundays. It's a fun rock and roll environment. And if you're bilingual, hey, that's a huge plus with Dollar Loan Center. You can swing by any of our locations and pick up an app, or make it easy. Just jump on your computer, go to don'tbebroke.com/jobs, and you can apply right now.
Thanks, Chuck. Dollar Loan Center is ready to interview you right now and is paid training ready to start immediately. Great jobs, great pay, awesome benefits. Apply online today at don'tbebroke.com/jobs.
Dollar Loan Center is an equal opportunity employer, licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Freedom of religion has been a hot topic on day two of confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz telling Barrett Democrats oppose her because they like the kind of judges
who will erase the Second Amendment from the Bill of Rights.
And he went on.
And how about religious liberty?
Something Cruz calls an issue that's near and dear to many Americans.
The right of every American to live according to your faith, according to your conscience, whatever that faith may be.
That drew a fiery response from Democrat Amy Klobuchar.
After listening to that for a half hour, that Joe Biden is Catholic, and he is a man of faith.
Klobuchar tried but failed to pin Judge Barrett down on her likely votes involving Roe versus Wade. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. Supreme Court stopped the once-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident from continuing through the end of October. The Trump administration had asked the nation's high court to suspend a district court's order permitting the 2020 census to continue through the end of the month. The administration argued that the headcount needed to end immediately so the U.S. Census Bureau had enough time to crunch the numbers before a congressionally mandated year-end deadline for turning in figures used for deciding how many congressional seats each state gets. Johnson & Johnson executives say it will be a few days before they know more about an unexplained illness in one participant that caused a temporary pause in its late-stage COVID-19 vaccine study. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of preventive medicine at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, said the study pause is not surprising.
This is standard operating procedure. It shows that the system is working. It shows that people are being very careful on behalf of the volunteers.
Johnson & Johnson isn't disclosing the nature of the illness, which it learned of Sunday and disclosed Monday night. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 157 points. The Nasdaq dropped 12. The S&P lower by 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. With tens of thousands of unemployed Nevadans waiting for that $300 check, State officials say payments could be coming soon. Nevada was awarded more than $423 million in federal funds to pay eligible filers $300 a week for 6 weeks. Officials at the state unemployment office say the payment through the Lost Wages Assistance Program could start happening by mid to late October once the software program to deal with the program is rolled out. Officials warn that not everyone will be eligible for that program. 2 weeks after a cyber attack hit the Universal Health Services system nationwide, local officials now say the Valley Health System computer networks are back online. Universal Health Services, which runs Valley Health locally, shut down its computer networks across the country after that cyber attack on September 27th. Well, Flurry is going to be staying a Golden Knight. Team officials say they are no longer trying to trade popular goalie Marc-Andre Fleury. General Manager Kelly McCrimmon says the team will continue to pair Fleury with newly signed goalie Robin Leonard next season. Fleury, a three-time Stanley Cup champion with the Pittsburgh Penguins, has 2 years remaining on his contract with the Golden Knights.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we do have some crowding as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound, especially at Desert End, and slow through the Spaghetti Bowl to 515 eastbound. That is at Main Street.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, and we are now 21 days, 3 weeks to the day from a presidential election. Early voting begins on Saturday. I'm planning on early voting. I am not going to trust the post office or ballot harvesters or anything like that. I'm going to go to the polling place and vote and have it done with. Liz Harrington is Republican National Committee national spokesperson and joins us. Liz, you have been writing a ton. What's your latest offering that we've got?
Hey, Kevin, I'm good. I've been all over these hearings today. Had an op-ed about Judge Barrett on why not only is she a perfect person to be to sit on the Supreme Court, she's the type of person that we just need in the country, who's open-minded, who's civil, who listens to both sides of an argument, and can still be respectful even if you disagree. And, you know, we've seen that all throughout today's hearing, that Democrats, no wonder they're talking about packing the Supreme Court. They don't even believe in the institution of the Supreme Court. They view it as just another means to their radical ends of getting their agenda through, which could never pass constitutionally. It could never get elected through Congress. It could never get themselves elected. That's why Joe Biden won't answer the question of whether he would pack the Supreme Court. And it's clear because the way they're questioning and attacking a great woman and a great, brilliant legal mind like Judge Amy Coney Barrett is because they see the court as just a way to get their political agendas through. They don't see it as a way of upholding the Constitution, of judges have to look at both sides of the legal argument and act according to the law. That's foreign to them because they don't believe in the rule of law. They only believe in political power, and that's really on display all throughout today in this hearing.
Can I tell you, I think the president made the perfect pick. I wasn't familiar with a lot of the other women that were on the president's shortlist, but this woman, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, would be somebody you'd love to sit in a middle seat with on a six-hour airline flight, because she'd just be nice and personable. It is hard to put an evil face on this woman, and they haven't laid a glove on her through the first 2 days.
No, and it's just getting even more and more ludicrous. You've got Mazie Hirono asking her if she's ever committed sexual harassment or assault. I wonder if she's, you know, because she said she just has to ask to ensure fitness for office on the court. Well, has she asked Joe Biden? Joe Biden that question?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But then you have Cory Booker asking the mother of two adopted children from Haiti whether she's a white supremacist or supports white supremacy. It's so disgusting. They don't have any arguments on her legal record, her credentials, her integrity, her character. They can't come up with anything. And you're right, it's been a total dud. It's a total flop for the Democrats. And what's amazing about this, we're in hour nine, and Judge Amy Coney Barrett still has just that blank notepad in front of her. She has no notes. She has nothing.
I know.
She doesn't need anything, and she just swats down these arguments in the most respectful way. It's really a civics lesson. It's really a master class in the Constitution and what the proper role of a judge is supposed to be. And I couldn't be more proud of her performance and also of the president for picking such an outstanding nominee to follow through on what we said we were going to do. You know, President Trump was so upfront with the American people. He said, I'm going to nominate jurists in the mold of Justin Scalia. And look what he's done. He's picked such an incredible originalist jurist that nobody has an even argument against. And he's fulfilling that promise. And we're following the Constitution while we do it. Democrats can't say that. Democrats don't want to listen to the will of the people. They want to just change the Constitution, throw it out, get rid of the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states while they're at it, so they never have to give up power again. That's what they're telegraphing they will do, because they don't like that the American people had their voice heard in 2016. They don't like that the American people had their voice heard and reacted to their overreach in 2018 and the horrible character assassination that they tried to do to Justice Kavanaugh. They don't like when the American voices are heard, and they don't like when politicians actually follow through on what they said they were going to do. They don't believe you deserve to even know. That's what Joe Biden's own words. No, they don't deserve to know. Yes, we do, actually. You are supposed to serve us. And we're going to be heard loud and clear again on November 3rd. And before November 3rd, if you vote in person early, like you mentioned, we need all these votes, and we need to send another clear message to the swamp, to Washington, that, yes, we still love our country, and, yes, we still believe in our Constitution.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesperson. And you mentioned that piece of video of Joe Biden being asked if the people, you know, the voters in Nevada deserve to know. And he simply brushed it aside. He said, no, they don't.
It's so arrogant. And it really sums it up, though, doesn't it? Here's a man who has been in the swamp for 47 years. He's never delivered. He thinks he's entitled to power. He thinks his party can do whatever they want, and they don't even have to be upfront with the American people about what they would do. He thinks that based on your sex or the color of your skin, that you vote for him and no questions asked. Well, that is not the American way. We're free thinkers. We don't, and it's very insulting to us when you tell us how to vote, when you tell us that to just shut up, you don't deserve to know what we do. I mean, this is a big deal. This is probably the single biggest issue that's ever been raised in a presidential election, and the Democrats are the ones who raised it. The Democrats are the ones whose initial reaction to the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was burn the system down. If they fill this seat constitutionally, by the way, we got to get rid of the Constitution and pack the Supreme Court. That's what the Democrats' reaction was. And Joe Biden won't answer the question now because it's obvious. He doesn't want to upset his left-wing base, and that's exactly what they're going to do because they don't want their power to be questioned. They don't want it to be threatened. Well, guess what? You're supposed to represent us. That's how it works in our constitutional republic. You're supposed to say what you're going to do, and then you're supposed to do it, and we get to hold you accountable when you don't. He hasn't followed through in 47 years. In a half a century, Joe Biden has never followed through, and we're certainly not going to reward him now when he's so insulting to us and our intelligence and hiding what his radical party has done to his party, their radical agenda that they've adopted. No, we're smarter than that, and we're going to vote accordingly.
I want to ask you, because last night the president, for just over an hour, spoke in Sanford, Florida. Big crowd. It was amazing. It was another one of these hangar speeches. Do we know how the president fared health-wise after traveling and speaking for over an hour?
He's doing really well, and it's truly incredible. It just like he leads on everything. He says, you know, I got access to this amazing drug, Regeneron. I am the right to try, President. I want every American to have the right to try that. That's how he lives. You know, he walks. He doesn't just talk. He walks the talk, right? He follows through, and he lives by his values, and he's doing amazing. It was so just humbling and such a great thing to witness over the weekend over a week ago when he went into Walter Reed as a precautionary thing to see the love and support and the prayers pouring in for our president. It's such a different picture. The reality on the ground is so different from what the Democrats say on CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC and the rest. It's not what's happening across this country. This president is loved. He has so much support out there. You saw it last night in Sanford, Florida. He's going to continue to be out there all this week. He's got a rally in Pennsylvania tonight. He's going to be in Iowa as well later this week. We're going to keep him busy because he loves working. He loves getting out there. He loves meeting directly with Americans. And it's there's something really special going on in the country because we still do believe in our country. We still believe in our freedoms and our Constitution. And now is the time to defend it. And like I said, all those years in politics for Joe Biden, 47 years, and he's never delivered. We need to reward President Trump for not just delivering on exactly what he said he was going to do, but doing so much more. And we don't talk enough, because he gets no credit in the media or anywhere else, we don't talk enough about the history-making presidency that this has been and will continue to be. Three peace deals in the Middle East. I mean, he said he was going to move the embassy. He did that. But he's done even more, taking out terrorists, those three peace deals, I mean, taking out ISIS, securing the border, building the wall, deregulation, tax cuts, these judges now almost three. We're going to be getting the third very soon with Justice soon-to-be Justice Amy Coney Barrett. It's truly incredible all the things he's fulfilled and more. And there's so much more we can do rebuilding that great economy, the best economy we had ever seen in 2019. We'll get ready for 2021 because we ain't seen nothing yet.
Hey, Liz, in our final couple of minutes, how much did we lose, or how much did the president's campaign lose with the president being essentially sidelined for the better part of a week to 10 days?
Look, I don't view it that way. I don't think we lost at all. I think the president continued to get his message out there. He was working even while he was at Walter Reed. And while he was off the trail, we were able to launch Operation MAGA. We were doing the biggest surrogate operation we've ever seen. The vice president, of course, he had his debate, which was amazing.
And then he came here. Then he came here to Vegas.
Yes, he's been all over the place. We've got the first members of the first family picking up some slack, too, while the president couldn't be out there in person. But now he is. We didn't lose any ground. Look, we know what we're running against. We're not just running against the Democrats. We're running against the media. We're running against these bipartisan commission on debates. It's just it's Washington speak for never Trumpers, right? Bipartisan. They're meddling. They're trying to deny Americans their choice of getting to see these two candidates in action. Look, they're going to throw everything they can at this man because he's fighting for the country, and they don't like their power when it's taken away from them. So we know what we're running against, but it's our job to get out there and to convince everybody we know, convince an extra neighbor, just talk about the issues, talk about school choice, talk about the coronavirus response, talk about the difference between Republicans letting you decide these choices for yourself and your family and Democrats taking away your choices. These are big issues, and every measure we have the better prescription, and President Trump has delivered the results. So it's our job to get out there and convince as many other Americans as we can that we have to defend this country, and that's what a vote for President Trump is, and we have to reward him for actually following through. So we didn't lose any ground. We're picking up the steam. We've got 3 weeks. We're making every day count because the country's really on the line here, and we're feeling so good. We're in such a better position today than we were in 2016, and it's all because of normal, everyday, freedom-loving Americans just putting in a couple hours, a couple extra minutes, making some phone calls, doing some door knocking, just going out there and joining a boat parade. We don't organize that. You can't. I mean, it's organic, and it all comes out because of the love of the country, and that's going to make a difference come November 3rd.
And by the way, just so you know, and you might spread this around the Republican National Committee, out here we have a Trump cattle drive, Ranchers for Trump deal. The former Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who's the chairman of the president's campaign out here, said, "I got to be a part of this thing," and it's just incredible. Just final question, final 21 days. Will the message at all change in these 21 days for the president, or is it essentially what we have heard over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's the same. You know, it's all about making America great again and recognizing what made us great in the first place, right? And it is our freedom. It's the freedom of thought. It's these fundamental freedoms that are so under siege by Democrats. It's just unbelievable what they've made very clear throughout this year. And the message isn't going to change. We have a better prescription. We have the ideas. We have the opportunity. We have the freedom. We have the choice. And it's up to us to make that happen. And I'm very confident that we will. And, you know, Nevada is such an important state. And I'm feeling so good about this state. No matter their meddling, no matter their mail-in ballots, no matter what they're trying to do with their harvesting, like you mentioned, we can send a clear message by everyday Americans just stepping up. And we're doing that. And it's a country that's worth defending. And we have to send a clear message to these corrupt Democrats. Those days are over. The swamp, they need to be put back on their heels once again.
And by the way, I apologize for asking a second last question, but you mentioned, you brought it up, that we have people that have already voted. 10 million people have already voted. We go to the polls beginning on Saturday here in Nevada. But I'm just curious, how much do we know about these 10 million people that have voted? Do we have any exit polling, anything that you can share with us?
Well, we're looking very good when it comes to voter registration in this home stretch. I can share that with you. In the last 4 weeks, we are just miles ahead of where we were in 2016. Keep in mind, you know, you do have a tendency of Democrats utilizing early voting more than Republicans do. But also keep in mind that more and more Democrats who might have been registered Democrats are coming over to our side as well, because they've been left behind by their party. So every vote counts. Also, the integrity of our elections counts. You can come. You can be a poll watcher as well. You can find out all that information at armyfortrump.com or defendyourballot.com.
I
and
love
you can
that.
Sign up and follow the rules, follow the law. It's all about our integrity of elections and voting safely in person and making sure our elections are free and fair. Defendyourballot.com because this is so important that we have a free and fair election in this country.
Liz, always great to have you with us. We'll have you on again soon. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee, national spokesperson. We're way behind. Sorry about that. I just got intrigued by this whole thing of 10 million people voting. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom, but that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friend Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th? And if you don't want to waste hours and hours and hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. Call Blue Sky.